This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections today. The outcome of the Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term in the White House. Republicans unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental health protection, and civil rights, but some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although Republican officials in the state say that did not occur. The official winners of Tuesday's elections, depending on how close the vote counts are, likely will not be known on election night. Washington, D.C. is mobilizing the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city this week by President Trump's supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Police in the district, Washington, D.C., that is, say they arrested the leader of the right-wing nationalist group, the Proud Boys, which is expected to take part in pro-Trump protests this week. Leader Henry Enrico Tarrio was charged with destruction of property at an African-American church during an earlier protest in Washington and possession of two high-capacity firearm magazines at the time of his arrest on Monday. North Korea does not appear to be preparing a major provocation at the onset of the administration of Vice President-elect Biden, according to a top U.S. general in South Korea, amid concerns Pyongyang could soon conduct a missile or other weapon.